Lord, as we have heard your word, we pray that it will sink deep into our very being, that we may worship and glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Do please be seated. So this last Tuesday, I was at Nethin Stay and Play, and there's one of those large soft play areas, which I'm sure many of you have possibly seen, accompanying children, grandchildren too. In the middle of the play area, there was a seesaw, and a young child, probably aged 3 or 4, ran straight towards the seesaw, climbed on, and began to rock, going higher and higher, sometimes tipping it over, falling off, picking himself back up, and getting on again to rock again. For a short while, another child came and they had fun together. That young child was learning about physics, cooperation, resilience, refining his gross motor skills, most of all, having fun. Young children seem to be drawn to activities like a seesaw. They seem to want to spend a lot of time on it. And whilst they're playing on a seesaw, they're also aware of the world around and about them. It comes from a different perspective, one that changes as they rock and as they fall. What has a young child on a seesaw got to do with our reading from Matthew's Gospel? Let's start with the child. Jesus speaks to his father. I praise you, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Little children, the smallest, the weakest, the most dependent. It's to them that God is revealed. The children and those like children see Jesus. They have God in their midst, and God is accepted and welcomed by them. We sometimes talk about having a childlike faith, and we tend to mean a faith which is simple and basic. But I'm not sure that's always accurate. Instead, a childlike faith is one which explores, experiences, and questions. Many children seem to have an innate understanding of God. It may not be easily expressed in any complete theological way, but children often seem to know God in a very direct and personal way. If you've ever had the privilege of talking to children about faith, reading or telling a Bible story, you'll know they just seem to soak it up. They're listening. But also in their listening, they are thinking and experiencing. As they respond, and perhaps in talking or other creative forms of expression, they show a depth of understanding which we wonder where it comes from. It's an eye-opening experience. Think for a moment about questions. Children ask questions, and they ask, and they ask, and they ask. What's their purpose in asking questions? It's in order to make sense of the world. But in asking a question, they've thought beforehand. Their question is trying to clarify and to refine. Sometimes they're satisfied with an answer, other times they're not. But they continue to think. Questioning is an important element of childhood. What of us? Are we like the learned and the wise? Our years, our maturity, our experience of life, Are these things that help us to recognize Jesus? Or do they actually make it harder for us to recognize him? It's here where the seesaw is relevant. A seesaw has a point of balance, a place where it is centered. This is what we need to be centered on Jesus. Verse 28 says, "Come to me." Come to me. It involves us taking action, moving towards Jesus. And that's one of the purposes of being here in church today. We come together to worship. We come to hear his word. God is revealed to us in the word and in bread and wine. So this is an opportunity to be centered on Jesus. But this needs to happen again and again. Tomorrow morning, Wednesday afternoon, next week, next month. How we do this will look very different for each one of us. But it's important that we give it consideration and then act. For some, it may well be that as you get up in the morning, you spend time praying and reading God's word. Or as you begin each new aspect of your day, you ask God to lead. Or you take 10 minutes and are in silence, being open to hear his voice. It's in knowing Jesus walks alongside us in every aspect of our life. He leads and guides, so we need to ensure we're centered on him. I know some people set aside a period of time over a year. Perhaps the 24-hour retreat that we had recently is one of those occasions. It's taking those opportunities, being proactive, because it makes a difference. It makes a difference because Jesus refreshes and renews us. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. In being centered on Jesus, we're able then to go on and do whatever next. As I rolled out the pizza dough the other evening, I realized this is one of the things that happens when we're centered on God. A shaping and molding process happens. We dwell with the one who knows us and from whom we have much to learn. Are we open to learn? So we have a child and we have a seesaw. We need to have a childlike faith and we need to be centered. But a child would soon become bored if they just sat on the seesaw and didn't make it move. Whilst playing and experimenting, the child is becoming aware of themselves, the possibilities of the seesaw, and also of the changing view of the world around them. For us, in the daily living of life, we need to be attentive. Attentiveness is sometimes described as listening in three ways: to God, to those around us, and to ourselves. I use the word listening, but I don't just mean listening with our ears. It's so much more than that. It concerns what we see, what we feel, what we sense. In being attentive to God, we discern his leading and directing, maybe to a particular course of action, maybe to contact a friend who we discover is in need. Maybe to stop and rest. To experience his love. To know the rightness of where we are. On Sunday morning, about 2 years ago, I heard a voice inside my head telling me to come to St. Margaret's. I'd never thought beforehand about coming here, or spoken to anybody about it. So I came to the 9 o'clock service and I sat at the back. and got up to go. As I went, Phil came in and we talked briefly. By this stage, being in training, the diocese had already begun to have discussions about where I was going to go. I knew nothing about this. Phil knew. I didn't. That very next day, I had an email. The rest, as they say, is history. I believe the voice I heard was God. We also listen to the situation around and about us. It's about seeing the world through the eyes of Jesus. Where are the places and the people who are weary and burdened and need to find rest? Our reading shows Jesus' concern for this generation, a people who'd rejected John because of his way of living, and now, when God comes, they reject him as well. The Holy Spirit works through us to enable this generation to come and discover that which has been revealed. For some of us, that may mean we act by praying for particular individuals, praying for our children and young people, praying for this generation to know Jesus. For others, it may be to use skills we have been given to support those in need. I guess for many of us, it's likely that it's been many years since we've been on a seesaw. Jesus does not talk about a seesaw in our reading, but what he does talk of is a yoke. It's unlikely many of us have ever needed to use a yoke, but we can probably imagine what it would feel like to have one on our shoulders. A yoke needs to be centered, and we would need to be attentive to the load. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This morning, seesaw or yoke, may we be centered on Jesus and attentive to him so that this generation may find rest for their souls. Let us pray. Lord our God, we thank you that you are here in this place. And as we have come to worship you this morning, we pray that you will help us to be centered on you, to be attentive to you, to be listening and aware of your presence. And as we go from this place and go to the rest of this day and to a new week, help us to know that we take you with us, and help us to be ready and willing to listen to you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.